Kerrobert, what was meant to be an annual fundraiser for the Kinsmen Club of Kerrobert quickly pivoted to help Kerrobert resident, Brennan Simon. Kinsmen member, Eric Nielsen, was one of the organizers for the comedic evening. He told sasktoday.ca that when the club heard about Simon's health battle, the Kinsmen switched gears quickly to help the local electrical entrepreneur. In a Facebook post for the event, Simon described symptoms of fatigue, confusion and headaches, which led to a seizure. Simon was sent to Battleford's Union Hospital, however his condition continued to get worse. Once transferred to Saskatoon, a diagnosis of autoimmune encephalitis was made. It is a rare and less understood condition where the body's immune system attacks the brain. This meant a lot of uncertainties, challenges and ongoing monitoring for Simon and his family. Comedic talent was already booked for the April 12th show, with last year's headliner Matthew Murray as this year's host. The opening act was comedian Adrian Creel, followed by Mike Dambra as the headliner. The evening saw more than 200 ticket holders attend. With the pivot in the fundraiser, Nielsen said fellow KIN member Darren Sperling stepped up to organize a silent auction. 25 items were donated and Lenner Electric put up a guaranteed $2,000 50-50 draw. Simon has since returned to Kerrobert and also spoke to sasktoday.ca. I heard that the comedy night was turned into a fundraiser for me while I was still in the hospital. I was surprised and grateful for the support. I was completely blown away when the Kinsmen delivered a check for almost $14,000, said Simon. Simon's mom, Jan, mentioned during the interview there is also a GoFundMe for Brennan, sitting slightly over $17,000. These funds will be used to help Simon with many of his medical bills and living expenses as he is unable to work full-time at this time. Simon started his own electrical business, BS Electric, on November 1, 2021. My electrical license has been pulled for 3 to 6 months from the date of my last seizure, explained Simon. Girlfriend, Kaylee Thomas, has been by Simon's side, helping him when he needs it. She said Simon has not had a seizure since March 8. Brennan has lost all memory from approximately September 2023 to when he woke up from the coma on March 15. There is limited information on what the healing process will look like, but the doctors are hopeful for a full recovery, noted Thomas. Simon is continuing with multiple therapies and treatments including medications, physiotherapy and working with an occupational therapist. He will also be seeing his doctors in Saskatoon in early May. Thomas also mentioned that Simon was fortunate to qualify for a blind drug trial. We don't know if he was given the actual drug or the placebo, but being on the trial does give him more testing, MRIs and surveillance on his condition, Thomas added. My family and I are so appreciative of all the community support we have been given, even the non-monetary support. It's one of the best things about living in a small town, Simon said. Donations are still being accepted for Simon through the GoFundMe page or by contacting a member of the Kinsmen Club of Kerrobert.